This weekend, the town of Coventry, Vermont, will briefly become that state's largest city. Coventry, with a usual population of 1,000 or so, will swell with more than 70,000 fans of the jam band Phish. Phish is disbanding after 20 years and will play its last concerts in Coventry. That's at the northern tip of the state, close by the Canadian border. The band started out in Vermont, and so that's where it decided to play its final exuberant chords. The town is gearing up for the Phish Festival, and the onslaught of Phish fans, or Phishheads as they've come to be known, and Kathy LeBlanc is ready for big business. She owns Martha's Diner in Coventry, and Ms. LeBlanc, are you on the way to the festival?
Yes, I'm right on Route 5.
So hungry Phish fans would have to go right by your door.
Yes.
So what are you doing to get ready?
Well, I've closed the inside of the diner down. I've moved all of the business outside. I have big freezer trucks, refrigerator trucks packed full. I'm sort of nervous about this. I'm thinking that I have enough. I have a lot of people telling me I don't have enough food, but this is really, you know, new to this area. I don't have a clue what to expect.
I'm wondering, you know, I would bet that a lot of Phish fans are vegetarian. Have you had to change your menu at all?
I have veggie burgers, grilled cheese, a lot of fruit, carrot sticks, granola bars and stuff like that. And I got cheeseburgers, hamburgers, hot dogs, and a lot of breakfast items. So, you know, I'm hoping between the two that everybody will be happy.
You're going to be open 24 hours, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, starting this morning. When we walked in at 5 o'clock this morning, we are open now 24 hours.
Now, does that mean you have to hire a new staff for the weekend?
Yes, I have so far about 25 people. I got 12 people per shift. I have a lot of people on call if I do need more. So I'm sort of going to play it by ear and see what happens.
Are you already seeing signs of what's to come this weekend? Are you seeing heavy traffic down the street?
Oh, definitely. Last night, I was here until almost 10 o'clock, and the traffic is really, I mean, it's amazing. And today, it's just unreal. The traffic is really rolling in.
I wonder what the local folks who you see in the diner think of all this. The town's pretty much going to be taken over for the next few days. A bunch of roads closed. Some people who live near the concert venue, I think, are sort of fenced in. Do people think it's a good thing or a bit of a nuisance?
Most people think it's a good thing. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. We don't think we'll ever see this again. There's a few people, you know, that are upset with the situation, but most of all, a lot of people are excited about it.
Ms. LeBlanc, do you know Phish's music at all?
No, I don't. I had never heard of the band until I read it in the paper that there was a possibility that they might be coming to Coventry.
Do you think you'll be playing some Phish music to...
I will.
We
know some people from Massachusetts, and they're up here to help us out. And they have a DJ business, and they've brought up their equipment with all kinds of CDs, and we're going to play music here also.
You're going to be seeing that long line of cars leaving, I guess, on Monday. Think you'll be glad to see them go by the time it's all over?
I think so. I mean, this is exciting. It's very exciting, but all the preparing, getting ready for this, you know, I've been really nervous about the situation. And, you know, I think everybody will be ready to take a break when it's all done.
Kathy LeBlanc, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Kathy LeBlanc owns Martha's Diner on the corner of Main Street and Route 5 in Coventry, Vermont.